This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. So much news to cover today, including the first doses of the coronavirus vaccine here in Massachusetts. But we want to start by taking you to the room where it happens, because right now in the State House, Massachusetts electors are meeting to cast the state's 11 Electoral College votes for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in the 2020 presidential election. WBUR Steve Brown is there in the House chamber and joins us now. Steve, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Tiziana.
So, Steve, we should mention you're using your golf voice because you really are right there, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm in the reporter's gallery, which is over the House chamber. We can look down from up here and see what's going down on the floor. The ceremony began just about 8 minutes ago. Bill Galvin, Secretary of State, gaveled the Electoral College session into session. And now they're going through so a lot of paperwork. You know, he's telling people there are 10 electors right now. There will be 11. They have to fill a vacancy. But they're, you know, telling them to take their paperwork out and start filling things out and things like that. It's all prescribed. It's all, they're following a script. And I'm not expecting any surprises here today.
Sounds important, but not glamorous, Steve. So really, this is going to be paperwork and turning some papers in?
Yeah, basically, they fill out ballots and they hand them in and then they count. There's not a lot to count, obviously. There are only 11 electors, so they will count that and they will announce that presumably Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have been the elected president and vice president here in Massachusetts, and then eventually those votes will be put down to Washington.
So you said presumably, Steve. Does that mean there's concern about so-called faithless electors?
No, not really. As a reporter, I never say something is definitely going to happen because you never know that minute chance. I don't think it's going to happen. But hey, you know, I don't want to say definitely until it's a done deal.
So again, for our listeners, Steve Brown is joining us live from the House chamber where the Electoral College is meeting right now. You talked about that empty chair, Steve. That's for Ronald Valerio. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's right. He was one of the 11 electors. He's from Auburn, and he unexpectedly died last Tuesday. He was one of the 11 electors, so that means that there is a vacancy. They have a seat for him here. They have flowers at that seat where he would have been sitting, and they did have a moment of silence at the beginning of this session, and they will be eventually choosing one of the alternates to fill in. So this still will be 11 votes cast for president.
So in every way, 2020 is an unusual year. You observed the Electoral College 4 years ago. What's different?
Yeah, usually this is a big show. They'll have a choral group in, and they'll have, you know, every seat in the gallery will be filled. I mean, on the floor, there's 160 seats on the floor of the House. They can bring in extra chairs. They can probably fit 200, 225 on the floor. You get maybe another 300 in the gallery. The room is packed, and there's usually a lot of enthusiasm for what's going on. But today, because of social distancing and everything, the room is kind of empty.
So, of course, 4 years ago, Massachusetts cast its votes for Hillary Clinton, but knowing Donald Trump won the election, this time around, they're casting votes for Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, who will win. Does that change the mood among Democrats in the room?
I think so, but since there's so few people here, you don't feel that energy that you would have felt otherwise. Because, you know, as I say, when I was here 4 years ago, it was sort of a Pyrrhic victory for the Democrats here. Yeah, Hillary Clinton would get those votes, but, they knew in the long run that come January, Donald Trump would be sworn in as president. So the air was let out of the room at that time. Here, you know, today, if we weren't in the midst of a pandemic, this room would be filled. We'd have the choral groups. We'd have the fancy clothes that they'd be wearing there. A little bit about that. Usually the electors wear formal wear. Because of the situation today, it's all casual dress. Or not casual dress, but wearing suit and tie and
business casual kind of stuff.
Business casual. Thank you. That's the term I was looking for.
Well, that is WBUR Senior State House reporter Steve Brown speaking quietly as he looks down in the House chamber where Massachusetts electors are meeting to cast the state's 11 Electoral College votes. Steve, thanks for joining us. Fun to be in the room with you.
Thank you, Tiziana.